Oh, my newest single is called LMLY, and Leave Me Loving You. It means leave me loving you. It's a love story. And
The Steve Serrano Show. He talks with your favorite celebrities, gets the exclusive interviews, and never seen before performances. Here's your host, Steve Serrano.
How's the crazy COVID world been for you?
I'm in quarantine, and I'm waiting to finish in a few days.
That's good. Have you accomplished much in quarantine? Because there's not a lot you feel like you're cooped up for so long during quarantine, right?
I mean, I'm just keeping myself busy, you know, record. I brought my studio gears with me. So I record, I cut songs here, I work out, I do phone calls, meetings. So I'm good.
That's awesome.
The only difference is I can't, you know, go out and breathe, you know, fresh air.
Jackson, I got to ask you this straight off. This is pretty incredible. 460 million total streams, 22.2 million Instagram followers, 3.5 million TikTok followers. I mean, you're the real deal here, Jackson.
I'm no deal, bro.
That's some incredible numbers. That's incredible.
I mean, I'm blessed. It's all my fans, my supporters. Thank you to them. It belongs to them. I love them very much, and they made me.
You've been called the triple threat. You can sing, you can dance. What comes easiest to you when you're doing things and entertaining those fans of yours?
What's the most interesting?
No. What's the easiest for you? What's the easiest thing for you?
I mean, there's no easy or hard. It's just I'm enjoying it, and you know, performing has been entertaining. I just love it, and because of that, I don't even feel like I'm working every day. Even though, you know, there are tough times. You know, putting a piece of work together, there are tough times. But you know, at the end of the day, I'm still blessed that I'm doing what I love every single day. So, and also I'm blessed that and thankful having all the fans, you know, showing love and support to me.
Jackson, take me back. Obviously your parents are super athletic, and they had to push you at an early age to do sports. I mean, is that really kind of what helped you to where you're at today, is all the push that you got from both parents?
I think in terms of mentality, it really has a lot to do with it. I think, you know, never like focusing on what I do and not letting anything distract me and never giving up. I think that philosophy has been, you know, I've been hearing that since a kid. So I think that really has to do with me. Like when I was, you know, an athlete, and whether I'm in the sports world or if I'm, you know, in entertainment industry, I think in every, whatever I'm doing today and in the future, I think it sticks with the same philosophy.
Now, when you trained for the Olympics, do you think that, I mean, nobody trains for the Olympics. There's not very many people you get to talk to that get to train for the Olympics. I mean, you had to have learned a lot and really you learned from that.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, shout out to my dad, but my parents too, they really pushed me hard. But I think the same time they gave me room to explore and build by myself. That's also very important. Very supportive of what I do. And yeah, I just think, you know, the way that I was raised, even my brother, you know, the way that we were raised, really helped a lot, you know, after really getting into society and work in this industry.
You said your parents were very supportive, but what happened that day that you told your dad that you wanted to be a singer and no longer wanted to do fencing?
Yeah, but it wasn't. Yeah, but that was, I think it wasn't my parents' fault. I think every parent in the world would have like reacted the same as my parents. If, you know, I was in good terms, education, academics, and you know, I had very good offers from Ivy League schools in college. And, you know, I was preparing for the Olympics. You know, I think, you know, I was in good term, but I just decided to move on to something completely, like, you know, 180 degrees in different direction. And then that's why, you know, my parents were shocked. Yeah, I get it. Then at the end, you know, they're supportive.
And that's all we can help for, that, you know, parents that support you, no matter what your goal is going to be, if you're going to be in the Olympics or if you're going to be the global superstar that you are right now. Tell us about your new tell us about your new single. This has got to be a lot of fun, especially not only for you, but also for the fans to get some more music for you, from you.
Oh, my newest single is called LMLY and Leave Me Loving You. It means leave me loving you. It's a love story, and it means don't leave me here alone loving you. So don't leave me hanging. That's the meaning of this. It's a very simple story. And what's interesting about it is it's kind of like a continuous story in terms of like content. Like we're still in the same theme as Pretty Please, like my previous release.
Sure.
It's still in the 80s and 90s Chinese Hong Kong movie concept. I'm still wearing the same outfit what I wore in the previous music video. So, but it's a completely different love story. And I just thought it would be interesting, you know, like, and growing up as a kid, I'm a big fan of Chinese movies. And yeah, very, 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 very simple love story concept.
A very fun, a catchy song too. I think that's the first time I heard it, I was like, man, this is a very catchy song, regardless of where you are, or if you're in a love story or not, it's very catchy. And talk
to
us.
You like it?
I do. I really do. It was like the first time you hear it, you're like, okay, let me hear it again. Let me hear it again. Then you play it someplace else. And I think the love story is there. And I think that's why so many people can relate with this song. And you've got to tell us a little bit about the music video. I know you created the concept, you wrote the music video, you produced the music video. That's the way you like things though, right?
Yes, I feel the need to be very involved in my work because it represents me. And of course there are a lot of helps from, you know, the production team and you know, music producers, engineers, you know, with the whole Team Wang crew. Without them, I wouldn't be able to make it happen. I wouldn't be able to turn something like an idea to real life. So thank you to them. And for the music video treatment, it's very simple. Like in terms of like the way of execution, it's for Pretty Please, it was more like, although it's like 80s, 90s Chinese Hong Kong movie concept, but the way we shot it, it was more of like a musical. But for Leave LMLY, Leave Me Loving You, it's more like an actual movie, right? The angle and the way we execute the operation is so different, the camera work. And also we edit few very interesting method to shoot. Usually people use drones outdoor,
sure,
but we decided to use it indoor, and to get that rawness, that just to get that raw way to get that raw path.
Sure.
You know, like if we use like an actual machine, then it would be very smooth. You know, it will be smooth like butter, but it's not dirty enough. You know, it's not raw enough. I want to, me and James, the director, we just thought, you know, it'll be crazy if we can film something that, you know, really get people curious about, wow, like how did they come up with that? Like how did they shoot that? How did the camera go through the fire? How did we just want to make something more interesting and unique, you know?
Is that really kind of what's helped you trying to push yourself to try new things and to do things, you know, if it's a new single or a new music video? Is that, you know, has that really helped you?
Yeah, it's like the challenges were all always, you know, exciting. Like I'm always excited for that. And it helps us, it makes us stronger. And we learn through it. And honestly, like Team Wang, we just want to create stuff that we want to watch. You know, we want to create stuff that we want to see in this market or in this industry. Something fresh, something unique, something with flavor. Yeah.
You have so many fans obviously watching this right now and listening to you right now. You know, what's something that you would love to say to your fans? Because you put your whole career, if it wasn't for the fans, there would be no Jackson Wang, is what you've said before.
Of course. I mean, thank you so much for, you know, they were there for me since day one. And when I haven't released anything, any solo work, and when I was nobody, you know, I was still somebody, but like I was nobody, you know. So like people didn't know I know how to sing, people didn't know how I know how to dance, people didn't know how I write my own treatments or I come up, like every sides of me, they helped me to they recognized in first sight. So that's why they believed me. They were the first people who believed in me and supported me and showed me a lot of love. And you know, I the only thing I want to do is, you know, I want to make them proud, and I want to do whatever I can through my work, through my output.
But now, before you leave, Jackson, I'm going to put you on our hot seat. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. First things first. What's your favorite junk food? Do you have a favorite junk food?
Doritos.
Doritos.
Is it junk food?
Yeah, that's a
junk food. Junk food.
That's
junk food.
That's a bad snack. I would think junk food's more sweet. Something sweet. Do you have something sweet?
Icebreakers.
Okay, that's sweet. Very sweet. That's very sweet. All right, how about this? Last thing you do before bed. What's the last thing you do before bed?
Stretch.
Really? I don't even think I do that when I wake up, let alone before I go to bed. Before I go to bed.
Stretch.
All right, I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
All right, what about favorite ice cream flavor? Jackson Wang's favorite ice cream flavor.
Mint chocolate.
Like an ice cream or is it like a shake?
Ice cream, mint
ice cream.
Chocolate.
True ice cream. Okay. What about, do you have a preference, dogs or cats? What do you like more?
Oh, I'm allergic to cats, but I love cats too, but dogs.
Dogs then. That's smart. Smart on your part then, if you're allergic. All right, a couple more. What's your favorite movie of all time? Favorite movie of all time?
So many.
I know.
Damn, what's my favorite movie? The Mask.
Really?
Jim
Carrey. I was going to say the Jim Carrey. I mean, that's a classic. That's an old school. You probably weren't even born when that movie came out. Am I right?
Yeah, but I watched it as a kid and I'm in love with it.
It's a classic.
Oh, and Jim Carrey again, the Christmas Grinch.
The incredible. Also great. You're a Jim Carrey fan. All right, what time is your alarm set for? Jackson Wang, what time is your alarm set for?
Today?
Yeah.
There's no alarm. I'm in quarantine. There's a natural alarm that when they wake me up for a temperature check.
There you go. That's good then. All right. One more. Who is Jackson Wang's best friend? Who's your best friend?
Team Wang.
Team Wang.
Team Wang. Team Wang is my best friend. Like I have a lot of best friends, but yeah, Team Wang Team Wang.
Jackson Wang, thank you so much for taking the time. New single out now, LMLY. Check out the music video. Obviously, hear it all over the radio, hear it everywhere. We appreciate you taking the time. We hope to talk very, very soon. Thank you again, Jackson Wang. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. It's my honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Jackson. Thank you guys so much for checking out our interview with Jackson Wang today. It would mean so much if you would subscribe, like, even hit that notification so you can find out more interviews and see more interviews when we talk to them next. Thanks for watching. See you guys next time.